In the immediate post-war period, we were deeply committed to extending and revising the recruitment and appointments to the technical staff of the Bell Telephone Laboratories. We recognized that there were movements in other countries, learning and skills, which we had not participated with and had not worked into our regular personnel processes. So we revised the recruitment system, and with considerable negotiation of rather sensitive foreign affairs controls in Washington, particularly those related to science and technology, we were able to attract a very appreciable number of very promising people from communities overseas that had not been connected with the Bell Labs before. Now, we were encouraged in this by two or three striking cases where we had, again, broken the traditional record of simply American recruits. One case was Rudy Kompfner, who had earlier joined the laboratories and made very vital contributions. That was regarded as a rather startling difference. We simply were committed, however, to looking at communities quite in addition to the United Kingdom or conventional sources. That's how we got the opportunities to attract these folks. Created a terrific stir around here when we brought them in. They said, oh, you can't have those people. This place is famous for having just Americans. And it was the management of the AT&T was also concerned because they said, well, you can't get all these people from other countries. They don't understand what we're doing. And we said, yes, but the trouble is we don't understand what they're doing either. And we're going to do that. We're going to understand their brains and their intelligence.